Here we have Sarah Burris from the Northwest Regional Library System. And you were talking to me about, you know, the STEM programs going on. And the first week of March is the Will Eisner Week. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So we celebrate Will Eisner Week on an annual basis. It's nationwide. And this year, we're going to have a virtual program with Kat Kahn, who was actually a Will Eisner Award judge the first year that they allowed a librarian to be on the judge committee. So she is an expert at graphic novels. And basically, the main thing with Will Eisner Week is to encourage reading graphic novels.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really fun, and you can learn a lot, too. So Will Eisner, the program that we're going to have is focusing on him as a pioneer of STEM in comics. So during World War II, he basically would write these sequential art forms of teaching soldiers how to load up their truck, repair items. So it was kind of providing both that visual as well as the written form of learning something. So he is a pioneer of STEM in comics, and she's going to teach the program about Will Eisner and other STEM graphic novels that are more current as well. And anything that says that it's a Will Eisner Award-winning graphic novel, pick it up, read it. It's a lot of fun and great. It's been read by the experts in the field, and there's so many great ones out there.
No, that's awesome. And you were saying that he's even in the same ranks with Stan Lee as well.
Yeah, they would have been around the same time frame of creating. So Will Eisner, his famous one is The Spirit, and all the great graphic novelists and comic artists of the time. So you'll learn a little bit about Will and all the great things that he does. So the Will Eisner Week is usually done with the Will Eisner Foundation, and libraries nationwide want to celebrate graphic novels.
No, that's awesome. And you were even saying on the Overdrive Libby app, you can get these graphic novels as well.
There are graphic novel forms on the Libby Overdrive. So they're ebooks and, well, more ebooks, because you're going to want to get that visual with the images. And we have so many in the library collection. So we've got graphic novels for children, teens, adults. I really like reading nonfiction adult graphic novels. So there's more than what you'd normally think about. There's a lot of biographies, as well as your Batman, Wonder Woman, the things that you're more known for when you think of graphic novel.
No, that's all. And all you need is your library card, correct?
For to be able to check out
the Overdrive, Libby, and all that.
To be able to check out items, and you can check out up to 20 physical items at a time, and then 5 Overdrive and Libby at a time. So that could be in addition to your 20 physical items.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on and talking to us. You know, we always appreciate when you guys come over, you and Steven and all that.